Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Hello, crypto enthusiasts. I'm Lady Ada, bringing you the pulse of the cryptoverse. Today, we've got a buffet of updates, from regulatory shifts in Europe to major blockchain governance changes. We'll also dive into some intriguing developments in the world of crypto finance and governance. Buckle up, it's going to be an enlightening ride. Starting with a significant update from Cardano, the blockchain is gearing up for a major leap towards decentralization with the Plomin hard fork this Wednesday. This isn't just any update, it's a transformation that will hand over the reins of the blockchain's future directly to ADA token holders. Talk about power to the people. But while the decentralized dream is becoming a reality for Cardano, Crypto.com faces a regulatory snag in Europe. Due to the EU's Markets in Crypto Assets, MiCA, regulations, the platform will suspend several services, including popular stablecoins like Tether and stake tokens such as ETH and SOL, starting January 31st. It's a classic tale of innovation meets regulation. Speaking of regulations, let's not forget the Czech Central Bank's bold move. The governor plans to propose adding Bitcoin to its reserves. If approved, they're looking to allocate 5% of their massive $146.13 billion reserves to Bitcoin. This could be a monumental shift, showing Bitcoin's growing acceptance as a reserve asset. Meanwhile, Japan's Meta Planet is on a Bitcoin buying spree, planning to scoop up 21,000 Bitcoins by 2026 to become one of the top corporate holders globally. It's like watching Pac-Man in the financial world, gobbling up Bitcoin instead of pellets. Now, let's talk money supply. The US M2 money supply is nearing an all-time high, and according to analysts, this could be a bullish signal for cryptocurrencies. More money floating around generally means more money entering risk assets like crypto. However, it's not all smooth sailing. Over at Dogecoin, it seems the party might be over, as Doge has slipped below its uptrend line, hinting at the end of its five-month rally. The bulls seem to be losing steam, and bearish indicators are popping up. On the venture side, YZI Labs, formerly Binance Labs, is making waves post-JAL's return, leading a $16 million round into the token airdrop startup sign. It's intriguing to see the shifts in investment focus post-regulation and leadership changes. Speaking of investments, the Boyko platform just went live with a whopping $2.2 billion in pre-deposits on Ethereum, aiming to solve liquidity issues for new dApps. In a twist of tech and finance, Venice AI's VVV token saw a dramatic drop due to insider trading allegations, shedding 50% of its value. Meanwhile, the crypto community is buzzing about Roman Storm of Tornado Cash, with the EFF stepping in, arguing that his prosecution might stifle innovation in crypto privacy technologies. Each of these stories not only informs us, but also shapes the path of digital currencies and blockchain technology. From governance and regulations to market movements and technological innovations, the crypto world continues to evolve at a breakneck pace. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.